Good evening.
Yep, I heard you.
Did you hear me?
I heard you. Good evening.
Oh,
I don't hear me, though.
Yeah, we're a little weak here. What's going on?
I don't know.
Our mic levels are real low here.
Pop us up just a bit. I want
there. Now I'm hearing. It's all in the headphones.
Cool.
Good evening. You are listening to Ghostly Talk. I am Scott L.
And I am Doug.
That's like the nicest we've done that in years.
That was awesome. We need to cut that out and make a little loop of it or something. Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, okay, we're here. Yeah, you know, I really wanted to finish the football game today. Oh, I got to do the show. Oh,
right.
Big day.
Today. Oh, yeah. My gosh. This is like one of the biggest days in history already.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I mean, I was coming home from a party, and I hear on the news, oh, my gosh, they captured Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
That's
what they're saying they did.
Maybe, yeah. We, of course, are a little conspiratorial sometimes.
Well, you know, I really don't want to say conspiratorial. I just want to say we like to think about it a little bit more besides, yeah, we kicked your ass, you stupid Iraqi.
Sometimes,
you
yeah.
know, that's all I've been hearing all day long.
Right.
Well, actually, I only heard about this maybe. Will's over there trashing the
mic is off.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That's creepy. I mean, that's all. Actually, I just found out about this being about an hour and a half before I came over here.
I knew.
I had no idea.
I knew, because when I was driving home from the party,
yeah.
I listened to the replay of the first hour of Art Bell.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, he had Whitley Strieber, who is, of course,
awesome.
Out of everybody, Whitley
Strieber
totally rocks.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's like my idol next to Art Bell, and both of them were on. And I was like, oh, this is totally cool. So I listened to that for an hour, and then that was the replay of the first hour between 5 and 6 a.m. Here on the Eastern Seaboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they went to news, and it's a Canadian station that plays the cool talk shows here in the Detroit area. So they said, oh, yeah, and the U.S. is having some really huge announcement at 7 o'clock. That's an hour from now. And I'm like, oh, really? So I switch over to the All News channel, and they're like, yeah, we think they've captured Saddam Hussein. They're mumbling.
I think they captured Santa Claus.
He looks horrible.
Yeah.
He looks like a hobo. I've seen like guys like that down when I was going to school in Detroit.
Yep.
You know, peddling for dollars off me as I was going to class. That guy looked horrible.
I think they went to the North Pole, they beat up Santa Claus and brought him back.
That's the right time of year. Maybe Santa Claus was just he was out surveying, you know, seeing what he's going to do logistically this year as far as delivering Christmas presents, and they just snatched him. They dyed his hair black.
Well, salt and pepper.
Yeah, okay.
I think there's L'Oreal number 42 or something, salt and pepper. Yeah.
They beat the hell out of him, and they put him on TV. There's my theory.
Could be.
Or that's actually Will's theory. Well,
it may actually,
mine and half Will's theory.
You know, well, they're like sending DNA tests and stuff.
Yeah.
So when we find out he's magic or something, then we'll know, oh, it's Santa. It's not Saddam.
We'll find out he's an android or something. We didn't get any readings at all.
Yeah.
Technically speaking, he's dead. No, I don't know what's going on.
Absolutely no DNA whatsoever.
Well, it was a shock to me because, I mean, like I said, I didn't... We were, of course, at the MGB Christmas party last night.
Yep.
You guys were there the whole night. We ended up, me and Fat Jesus came a little bit later, a little inebriated. But we got to hang out till about 5 in the morning, and we couldn't drive back. We couldn't. I mean, we were done. It was snowing too hard. Fortunately, you're on the liquid diet.
Yeah, the you know, DP,
not the alcohol though.
Yeah, DP, so, Diet Pepsi.
So we both just crashed out and stayed there for the rest of the, you know, for about 4 hours. We slept for about 4 hours and got back up, but we got home and
you didn't listen to the radio.
We were listening to Miles Davis the whole way home.
Ah, okay.
We were just jamming Miles Davis and drinking our coffee, just trying to wake up and get ourselves going, because Timmy had to take off. And get his kids, so he was up. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm going to bed. I got to chill.
I don't know how you're going to do it.
We vegged for a while. We just watched movies, and then he took off, and I crashed out for a while, and no idea.
Well, I
just happened to surf into a message board, and I saw it. You know, Saddam Hussein's been captured.
I knew about it at 6 o'clock in the morning,
wow.
Eastern time. I was, had just heard the Art Bell replay, and they're like, "Oh, big announcement at 7. So I came home. The house was packed.
Yeah.
Everybody was here. Because my brother had to go to, he's off to Tahoe.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, so everybody was here. The parents were going to take my brother and future sister-in-law to the airport today. And so it's like everybody was here. There was them. There was a couple people who went crashing here who had gone to that. There was like a Michigan State and Indiana or something exhibition. I don't know, pick a sport, football, basketball, baseball, hockey. It could have been anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was something like that at Ford Field. Oh, I think it was basketball.
Yeah.
Because they had said that the crowd there broke the record. The record was like a Harlem Globetrotter exhibition game way back, and it was like 70-some thousand. Well, this was 78,000, like almost 300 or something, attended this game at Ford Field here in Detroit.
Yeah.
And so it was like a record-breaking game and everything like that. Well, the some of the people who attended crashed here, so the house was packed, you know. And I just pushed some stuff out of the way because there was like luggage and coats and just everything strewn all about. Pushed some stuff out of the way and turned on. I hope you know the Ground Zero crew can forgive me, but I just turned on Fox News. The Fox News, you know, the no-spin and stuff. Yeah, Clyde talks about
I blame
that.
My mother for this.
Totally the opposite.
I blame my mother for this because I talked to her twice today, and she knows that I've boycotted CNN.
Yeah.
I boycotted all, like, news, corporate news radio. I won't listen to it. I won't even watch TV anymore.
Right.
It's my new, some people, they take a vow of poverty or a vow of, like, starvation. I'm taking a vow of corporate media.
And you know what? You might be smarter all the much for it. Because
but I depend on my mother to, like, tell me the stupid things, like, just the basic highlights. Like, you know, so-and-so died or whatever. Or Saddam Hussein got, you know, was captured.
Right, right.
I talked to her twice today.
She didn't
never even
mention it.
And I'm going to blame you, I'm going to blame Alex for my ban, too. I'm also going to blame Fat Jesus, too, because I talked to those guys, and they didn't mention it to me either. I mean, you think you might, if you heard about this, well, those guys probably didn't even know either. But, you know, I know my mom knew. So I'm blaming it on her.
You should have been informed.
Regardless.
What is it? Your network of informants.
Yeah, my people, they fell through.
Communications
were down.
Fell down on the job.
But, yeah, I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking.
It's amazing.
Well,
first of all, let's get some stuff out the way.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Ghostly Talk. We are live on Pioneer Radio from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday night. Pretty much. There were those three or four times. Anyway, so what happens is while we're live and when we don't have a guest, like tonight, we do not have a guest, you're welcome to call in. So call 1-888-520-1969. That's 1-888-520-1969.
Thanks, Ted Koppel.
And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. We have a website, www.ghostlytalk.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a way to get in the chat rooms. The chat rooms are hopping tonight. And, you know, that's due in, especially in part, you know, to...
what's going on today.
Well, what's going on today, plus who we follow. We follow Ghost Tracker Radio on Pioneer.
Genius show.
Absolutely awesome. Jeff and Mel and Matt behind the scenes. And they... Ghost Tracker Radio is put on by, you know, Ghost Tracker Radio people. and they're in Florida. And they talk about ghost hunting and stuff like that. So do we sometimes, although we've expanded more into the paranormal stuff sometimes and some controversy, et cetera. But we've, sometimes we get to talk about ghost hunting, though, which is, of course, my favorite.
Of course.
And not lately, though, because here in Michigan it is.
There's so much going on. Yeah, especially this time of year. We're on downtime now. We still go out whenever we can.
And we do.
But, you know, it's very difficult to be out there in, like, you know, 10-degree weather.
Yeah.
Trying to take pictures. 9 times out of 10, your evidence is going to be contaminated anyways.
Yeah. So, you're like... look, I got a mist. No, I don't think so. Breath.
But it's still... Actually, it's very cool to go out into cemeteries in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
It's very cool to go walk around a cemetery in, like, you know, maybe about a half a foot of snow. Because it has its own eeriness
in
the snow.
I think that a lot of poetry... is written about cemeteries, you know, the nighttime cemeteries in the colder weather, you know, from because it really is that eerie, that still.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's it right there. Because in the summertime, you know, you'll hear the wind blow and the leaves will blow.
And
there'll be action on the ground.
There's some birds and some other things going on.
In the wintertime, everything's dead.
Yeah.
It's very, very
it's
still.
Very still, very crisp. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, wintertime in Michigan in the cemeteries really has an aura of its own.
Yeah, so I mean,
so
just for that
we
experience,
do go out.
It's very cool. It's very cool.
We do go out and do that stuff sometimes, but at the same time, we freeze our butts off.
Yeah, it's very hard to get evidence.
Yeah, realistically.
Now, that as far as visual goes.
But we do have
audio.
We're going to go do a house investigation coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We got the news last night.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And speaking of investigations, when we go out and investigate, we do that through Michigan Ghostbusters. So Michigan Ghostbusters website is back online. It's only we changed the name. It's www.michiganghostbusters.org.
Mm-hmm.
So it's now a .org.
Yeah.
So, and that's back online.
Yes, check that out.
So we've been busy. We've been busy. Holidays, you know, stuff like that. It's just been absolutely wacko. But the schedule may be changing. I got the news this past week. The schedule may be changing after Ghostly Talk.
Oh, okay.
Is
we're keeping
no,
7 to 9 slot.
We
okay?
get our 7 to 9 slot. Ours. Yeah, we get 7 to 9. but no, after Ghostly Talk, we right now there's a replay of Headroom.
Yes.
And that's a show out of England. And that replay may be moved so that we can make way for another exciting ghosty kind of show. So we're going to find out.
Okay.
We'll know more as
you're more
as
in a loop
I,
right now than I am. I've been just a complete madman.
Well, as I dash off like 8 million emails, you know, I have to make sure before announcing anything officially. But this is the unofficial announcement that the schedule after Ghostly Talk may be changing.
Yeah.
One of the things we did, speaking of schedules, one of the things we did is we talked with last night to the W Paranormal folks.
Oh, God. That was so
that weird. Was a riot.
You know, one thing before we start that, I want to say one thing. Okay?
Yeah.
I did at home today, I was goofing off, and I was playing on Google, and every once in a while, I like to put my name
in
Google and see what happens.
Yeah.
Or I like to put Ghostly Talk in Google, or I put my band's name in Google, just to see what happens. We're covering 17 pages in Google now.
No way.
It's ridiculous. And I went through a lot of them.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, see how much people hate us. And needless to say, nobody hates us, it seems like.
Not yet.
Well, not yet. But everybody out there, fun, great, we love these guys, check them out. And I'm like, I don't even know you. This is pretty wild.
But we've
so,
been
no,
doing this for going on 2 years.
Yeah, well, I wanted to keep that in mind tonight. So we've never really we've acknowledged it, but I want to thank all you people for doing that. Because it's like, wow.
Well, yeah.
It's really numbing to see all that going on.
It is amazing because, you know, when we come down here in the basement and we're, like, you know, just talking about ghosty stuff or we're talking to a cool either listener or guest on the Ghostly Talk hotline or whatever, we just you know, we're just doing this.
Yeah, we're just doing it.
And we're having a blast.
And we're
learning.
We're getting a lot of email from people going, hey, how do I do this?
Right.
And we're like, God, it's like, it's so easy.
Well,
I've been reading up, because I'm
a nerd, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I've been reading up on the industry. And this, there's a lot of stuff in the recent, you know, like, computer news-ish or computer opinion polls or whatever about blogging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's where you keep a journal kind of thing. We have a little journal thing. It's not really a full featured blog system, but it is a little journal.
If you haven't checked that out, you need to get in there.
Oh yeah.
If you're a member of our site, if you have an ID on our site and a password, you have full rights to go on there and do the same thing that Doug and myself do.
Yeah.
Go in there and type stupid stuff.
Yeah. You just type whatever
or
it
whatever
is you want to talk
about. It don't have to be. It don't always have to be about the paranormal. If you got something on your mind or anything. I mean, that goes for the forums, too. We have forums set up on top of that. But the blog, I mean, the journal is there for people to use, and we have a lot of members that really have a good time with that. I have a ball.
Well, yours is the most read journal.
Well, I think, because mine's the most, I think mine's the most,
You put a lot of time and effort and a lot of yourself into the journals. They're hilarious.
Well, yeah, but it's a lot of fun for everybody, I think.
Yeah.
People enjoy that. it's just fun. I like doing that. I've never really gotten into doing a journal until now.
You use yours to you know, educate as well and poke fun at things and have fun with and get your point across and entertain as well. I think I use mine to rant.
You do, but that's good though. I mean, it's a good thing.
Well, it's a good outlet for me. It keeps me off the streets with my AK-47.
That's educational in its own right, though, Doug. Because you're talking about stuff that's going on. I mean, we'll try to keep this to a minimum, but the last entry you put in there.
Yeah, that last entry.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you put your opinion down on it.
Yep.
And I agree with you on that. But even if I didn't agree with you on that,
I'd
still be like, hey, look, you're putting something out there for people to read, you know, an editorial of sorts.
Right.
For people to read and possibly take something away from.
Right. Or disagree with or agree with or at least say, you know, hey, I don't know, you know, at least think about.
I'm wondering, the one thing we always do this on the air. The one thing I was wondering about that particular journal setup, is there a piece of software we can install into that where we can have people post comments under our journal entries?
That's a good question. See, now, traditionally,
that's a true blogger, I think.
Yeah, well, here's what happens. Yeah, here's what happens is the software that we use to do the Ghostly Talk website, it actually was built around the idea that comments are good.
Yeah.
And you can comment on polls, and you can comment on the news items, you can comment on links, the links in the links database. You can comment on
turns the website basically to a giant forum.
Yeah, a huge forum with all kinds of different stuff, and that's the idea behind Post News.
Yeah,
is that you should be able to comment and rate. You can actually rate a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But the problem is with the blogging, traditional blogging, right? Is really a one way journal.
Yeah.
You put in all your stuff. You put it up on your blog, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, after that, it's like if people have a comment on it, they can talk about it wherever they need to. They can either email you or go into some forum and complain.
Maybe we can just put like a new topic up in the forums. You know, journal comments.
Oh, that would be cool.
Just an idea.
That would be cool.
Put that out there also. But check it out, you know, and thank you, all you people that we don't know.
Voluntarily putting
our site up.
Yeah,
know?
I think that's really cool.
And this goes back to before we even registered Ghostly Talk as a domain.
Some of them link to the old Yahoo.
They're still
GeoCities or whatever.
But they're still up. Maybe these sites are abandoned. These people put that stuff on. But still, regardless, thank you.
Well, or just not kept up to date, because I know keeping a website up to date is really horrible. The Post Nuke helps a lot.
Oh God, it does.
It's a
website is a monster of a project to keep, especially a site like Ghostly Talk, what it's turned into. There's just so much information up there now to keep track of, and as media people, such as ourselves, you know, we have to keep ourselves in check sometimes, because we might put one thing down somewhere
and then they're completely opposite.
Yeah, I'm going, hey man, what you said here, and I'm just, you know, I can just see the press conference now. Okay, your turn. You said over in your forums that you don't like this, but you said over in your journal that you do like this. Can you please explain this?
Can you imagine if that happened?
Please direct your questions at that wall over there, and we'll address them within time.
But the
no specific amount of time, but time.
Speaking of websites,
I
want paranormal webmasters to get in touch with each other and start doing some of the cool stuff that's available on the web now.
Yeah.
I mean, the web started how many years ago? You know, Tim Berners-Lee decided, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to, like, make it so that everybody can type in an address, and then up comes some information.
Yeah.
And then the search engines came along, and then the web took off, and then hooray, right? Everybody can get a website for free. You can go to GeoCities. You can go to those 100 megs for free. There's all those different places you can get a website and put stuff up. And it can be wonderful. You know, like a lot of the websites for the Pioneer shows, a lot of those websites have just incredible websites.
Oh, yeah.
Websites for a lot of ghost hunting groups are just incredible.
Yes.
A lot of these are really incredible. Or they can be, like, really hideous, like that, with that demonology or whatever.
Unfortunately, with free web space,
sometimes you get the bottom of the barrel that
utilize all the tools that are available to you, which makes the website look horrendous.
Right, if it's flashing and neon colored and the longest page known to man, then they think they've done their job, and it's
no.
That, what was that one? That's like demons.com or something.
Demonbusters.org.
Demonbuster.org. Yeah, Demonbuster.
We've been powering on that site for a year and a half now, I think.
Hideous.
Absolutely
horrible.
It's been featured on Something Awful.
It was
they were featured on Something Awful not too long ago, actually. I think I'm like, Doug, guess what, man? We called one. They added up there. So.
Yeah. They put that in finally.
Mm-hmm. And,
oh, gosh, that was so horrible.
Yeah. But,
I'm sorry.
I don't know. We're like, oh, my God, that site was so bad.
It was.
We're going off into dreamland just going how hideous the site was.
But it was, because we did that show on demons. And then it's like, oh, my God. Of course you run across demonbuster.org, and it's just hideous. It's horrible. Bad website. Anyway, so you get the bottom of the barrel, but you also get the people who really care. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, we try to make our site as informational and fun as possible. And there's a lot of other groups that do. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting is there's so many more tools. There's those RSS feeds,
mm-hmm.
the really simple syndication feeds.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are super powerful because as soon as, for example, right now, it's ghostlytalk.com is linked up with RSS feeds so that it can show the headlines that appear on paranormalnews.com.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the headlines that appear on KSSX.com.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the headlines that appear on WParanormal.com.
Mm-hmm.
So like if Rob or Bob post an article on their website within like a half hour or an hour or something, it will just show up on Ghostly Talk. It's a way to share content.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it makes it for a much more exciting site because I don't add news unless I think it's really important to Ghostly Talk.
That's a feature we don't use that much. But.
Right, and I mean, I do it,
yeah.
and a lot of people read it, because my latest article was the one about Nostradamus.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just whipped that up, right, and put it in there, because I noticed it, and it bothered me a lot. This Nostradamus Greece kind of thing with the Olympics. And
you know, today's his birthday, I believe.
Who?
Nostradamus' birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
One of our listeners posted it up in the journals.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it is today.
Well,
pretty sure.
We can check. But anyway, it's like so amazing because I posted that up, and that particular article, it's been the top for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But it's extremely, it just bothered me, so I put it in there. Well, it shows up, you know, on WParanormal.com, and it shows up to any website that has published RSS feed.
Yeah.
And it's that powerful. I mean, if somebody does not go to ghostlytalk.com, but they do go to W Paranormal,
mm-hmm.
they will see they'll see the ghostlytalk.com thing, and they might be interested in one of the articles. Same goes in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostlytalk.com might get what did I say? ghostlytalk.com may get viewers or visitors that W Paranormal doesn't, so they would see the W Paranormal headlines.
Yeah.
So sharing those things like that really it brings a more dynamic environment to your viewers. It brings a you know, more interesting content and changing content.
Yeah,
it's important, and
it's very important.
That's very important. There's other very important things is those links. I've started like really, really looking into our link system.
Mm-hmm.
I put in a page with those votes. You know, you can vote on
mm-hmm.
websites. So I put a link so that people can know where is Ghostly Talk linked into, and you can go vote for it or against it, whatever you want. Doesn't matter to me.
And this all has to do with a greater purpose, too.
But
it isn't all these toys that we play with on this site or you play with on this site. This is the bottom line of it all is that we're taking this information and we're sharing it.
And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get more. Do you remember Web Rings?
Mm-hmm.
I hated those.
They were annoying.
You know, I just really
they're
didn't
they're really
like
starting.
Them.
They're starting. It's almost a dead practice now.
I think so.
People are really starting
I've never,
to drop off that.
I used to click on, you know, next five links and it would show and I maybe pick one, but I haven't done that in like in a year or more now.
So long.
And I just think that was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as much as I don't like it, and just that's my personal opinion, it was a good idea because it brings together similar sites, mm-hmm. right? But and now the good idea is information sharing.
Mm-hmm.
You can share information from your site with other websites,
yeah.
and other websites can share their information with your website to make a dynamic,
mm-hmm.
Moving environment where everybody you're semi-linked together in that case.
Yeah.
But if somebody runs across any one of those sites that's linked up in these ways,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have so much more at their fingertips.
Yeah,
and you know that's why I think that this is good practice.
Sharing information, right?
It's something webmasters really need to think about. And a lot of folks who listen to Ghostly Talk have a website.
Exactly.
Look into how to do RSS feeds. Look into how to do these. Just all this new cool stuff that I've been experimenting with, I think it's very powerful.
Yeah, I mean, it works for everything, too. If you're looking for hits, this will get you more hits to your site.
Yeah, more hits, too. I was looking at our hits. We get tons of hits.
Cool.
We just
cool.
do.
Yeah.
At any given moment, I think I was on there at like 3 or 4 in the morning one morning, and there were like 11 guests and two
yeah.
members, you know.
Which is pretty huge for us, considering the fact that it wasn't nearly that many
just
people.
Just 3-4 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so people are hearing about Ghosty Talk, which is excellent.
Yeah.
And the thing is these, you know, to get those hits, to get the, and I'd like to see the day when it's like 50, you know, 50 guests and
we had
and five
that. We
members.
Had that one night.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We had that one night.
Yeah.
And that was actually the night where Aaron Donahue
was on
Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast, yeah.
And that, the way that worked, basically, is if you went to our Coast to Coast website.
They had a link to Aaron's site.
And then Aaron's website had a link to our site right on the front
so
page.
So we were
two
links away.
Two clicks away, and you were at the Ghostly Talks website. So we got crushed.
Yeah, it was crushing.
Crushed that up.
But it was phenomenal.
It was wonderful.
I mean, the hits were just fantastic. And I think we've retained, because of the numbers that I see, we've retained a lot of those visitors.
Mm-hmm.
People
mm-hmm.
come to see what are we doing. And so we've got to do cool stuff. And
yeah.
one of the cool things I want to do is I want to bring webmasters of paranormal websites. I don't want to bring you together like, you know, oh, everybody call each other on the phone. I mean, use the technology available today
mm-hmm.
to not only promote your site, make it a dynamic, wonderful place for visitors to
mm-hmm.
to be, but also to share the information and to really build a community.
There's nothing but positives that come from that.
Exactly.
Why don't we take a quick break?
All right. Sounds good to me.
We got a few things other things we want to cover here in the news.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff we have to talk about. So,
yeah
let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Again, I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
See you in a moment.
You heard of the internet's newest Ghost Talk radio show? Visit us on the web at www.floridaghosthunters.com. Our show airs live on Sunday evenings between 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us if you dare.
Ghostly Talk, sticking our nose in the world's business.
What happened to your journalistic responsibility?
What do you mean journalistic responsibility? I talk about aliens for crying out loud.
Yeah? And what do you think aliens are?
Why talking about this kind of stuff?
Aliens.
Journalistic responsibility is usually holding the truth back. Clyde's trying to bring it back out to people and let them see these things.
There you go.
I think we got one vote on your side, Clyde.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do. A lot of people are on my side, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Ghost hunting. My ethereal anti-drug.
Familiar
I am so buying the Rancid CD. and the, what's the Motorhead?
Motorhead.
Yeah. I'm buying.
That song is from Outcome. It's on. Oh, my God.
First time
I'm
heard praying. Rancid was Black Shoes, Black.
That's on the same album. And Outcome the Wolves. That's the name of the album.
Yeah.
That album just jams. They actually recorded 96 songs for that album, and they cut 60 of them around. They only.
Oh my god!
No, that was the second album they recorded. Let's go. They cut like 90 songs for it, and then they only kept like 30.
How did they decide? I mean, because all the stuff rocks.
Well,
like,
yeah, it's
incredible.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah. So, and you picked out that song for the break, didn't you? It was on one of Will's CDs, but you picked it out.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You can't mess with Entombed, man. Yeah. Fan rules.
Because usually, because I'm reading the chat rooms.
They're all going, hey, man.
And no.
What are you guys so angry for?
Usually they're like, you know, oh, we'll pick this one out, we'll pick this one out. But they didn't say a word for your song. And I'm like, oh, so they know. They know that Scott L. picked out that song.
Okay, well, that's cool. Excellent.
They know, subconsciously.
All right, so last night we went to a party.
Yes, we went to the MGB Christmas party.
Michigan Ghostbusters annual Christmas party. First thing, you got to get out of the way. She did it again this year, and she pissed me off. But she did it again this year. Bonnie bought us Christmas presents.
I know. She does it all the time. So
now,
it's like,
I don't even know what the website is, but I should have it in front of me to throw out to everybody. Bonnie has the coolest system of buying Christmas presents I've ever seen.
She does.
She goes to this company, and they just sell cool stuff. From like George Foreman, God, why am I promoting this guy? George Foreman grill to like, you know, leather brief bags, you know,
anything,
you name it, stuff that you can use.
Yeah,
I didn't know, but they have like different types of, you know, different categories of like housewares, you know, living and lifestyle, whatever. Because Bonnie, on top of getting me a Christmas present with this book, the book itself, you get this little book, and you go through the book, and basically you pick out whatever you want. One item, whatever you want out of this book. You go on their website, you put in your confirmation code that you get in your little book. And in a couple days, whammo, it's at your front door.
Yeah.
This is the raddest, I mean, I'm usually giving money out, but this is actually it's easy to do. You know, you just pay, probably, I imagine, by credit card.
Yeah.
And you just, you know, you could, you know, at the end, probably after the holidays, you get the charges, and they come on your credit card. You know, what people bought.
No, I think that it's actually prepaid. I think you send them like $25, $50, mm-hmm. probably all the way up to hundreds of dollars,
yeah.
depending on what catalog you get, and then they send you the catalog to give to somebody.
Okay.
So I think it's actually prepaid.
Wow. That's
and then neat. And then all you get is probably an email saying,
hey,
oh, they used it.
Yeah, okay.
So, well, you know, they're happy.
On top of the Christmas present, Bonnie bought me a housewarming gift, too, which was another book. Filled with more stuff.
You've already picked out what you're getting.
Oh, I'm in hog heaven. And I'm not telling. It's going to be a big surprise. But got to thank Bonnie for that again.
Yes, thank you, Bonnie.
You don't need to do that, but she does it anyways. And she's always like, shut up, I don't want to get your wine.
Well, you know what we ended up doing? We also, the Ghostly Talk crew here, pitched in. And we got her what I think are the coolest Christmas presents.
Absolutely.
And I think I know that she'll really like them. The only thing is we didn't get to actually use. I wanted to use the one at least last night and just like throw down, right?
Yeah.
But we didn't get to it. We were too busy.
Too busy.
Laughing,
too
busy. Having fun.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what was that stuff that Rob and Bob brought?
Don't talk about it.
Don't talk about it.
Can't talk about it.
Can't talk about
can't
it.
Can't talk about it.
It's not in our contract.
No, it's not. It's not legal.
Oh.
Can't talk about it. Just leave it at that.
Oh.
I thought about it today, and I'm like, oh, we can't touch that. Let's leave it alone.
It's not. I thought it was like.
Zip it. Zip it.
Zip.
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 Shut up. Zip. Next topic.
Okay.
They'll kill us. They'll murder us.
They would.
They'll have our heads in the front yard.
Well, I just thought that they were.
Oh, it was interesting.
Cool.
It was cool. Oh yeah, it was really cool. If he had cleared my sinuses.
Oh, there you go. Oh, practicing medicine is illegal. But see, one's a nurse, so.
Okay, well that's cool. No, we had to leave. We're gonna have to leave that one alone. Unfortunately.
Let's do it.
We drank a bunch of beer though. That was pretty cool.
Well, you and Fat Jesus brought that case.
We blew into the party store right before there, and they were shutting the lights off as we were walking in. We're like, please don't close on us. The guy's like, come on in. We're like, yay! Grab a case and go right out. Look what we got.
That rocked.
Yeah, we hung out with the W Paranormal guys last night though. That was the reason I came down there. Main reason.
Oh yeah.
Aside from the obvious.
Well, what about me and Bonnie and
see you idiots every week?
Yeah,
with you guys. No, that's, aside from the obvious, Rob and Bob are gonna come out and hang out again, which they're just an absolute ball to hang out with.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Talked about all kinds of fun stuff.
Tons.
5
oh my
o'clock
gosh.
In the morning. Just a couple of great
so
guys.
So 5
what
in the morning.
Guys.
Yep.
What a couple of wonderful guys. Tons of fun. Can't get over it. Just how much fun we had talking to these two gentlemen.
Well, we're actually, you know, W Paranormal is they do a show.
Yeah.
And it's on Pioneer at midnight. So it's always after, like, you know, on Sundays. So
yeah,
so it's
yeah.
like what Ghostly Talk goes, we're done at 9.
Uh-huh.
10, 11, 12. So 3 hours after Ghostly Talk.
W Paranormal
on Pioneer is well, on Pioneer 2 because
yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, your mic went.
My mic is dead.
What, no, you're there.
Oh, now I'm here. Wow.
That's kind of weird.
I gotta quit tossing that paranormal word around. Huh?
I know, that was kind of creepy.
It's like, oh, Haunted Basement Studio.
No, aren't we booked on their show tonight too?
We're booked. We're booked in there. We're gonna be on that show.
They're gonna be talking
tonight.
Oh, cool.
Tonight.
Right, excellent. I guess I gotta hang out then. Huh?
Yeah. So you gotta hang out here in the basement because we're gonna be on their show because they've got a phone line now.
Excellent.
Just like we have a phone line, speaking of which, it doesn't seem to be ringing off the hook yet.
Oh,
but,
God,
geez.
What are you so scared of?
I know, 1-888-520-1969.
Call in.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. So aside from the fun stuff, well, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, please.
Oh. I was going to say, no, I don't want to talk about what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about whatever you wanted to talk about.
Well, shut up and talk.
Okay. We wanted to talk about, like, after... We already said about, like, this thing about Saddam Hussein, right?
Well, we mentioned it.
Saddam Hussein.
Well, I actually have an article here.
And, yeah, what happens is there is... it turns out that watching Fox News, you know, the Fox Channel, or even CNN or Headline News, although I like, out of all them, I like Headline News the best.
Uh-huh.
But, because they don't have that scrolling ticker, they have, like, a little ticker that just, like, changes every so often.
Uh-huh.
Well, what happens is they have this, I watched Fox, you know, but everybody was carrying the same thing. It was this huge announcement.
It's a huge announcement.
And it was. It really was a grandiose announcement. It started out, the announcement started out with, we got him. And then all the reporters, and this was like a gymnasium filled with reporters, mm-hmm. they were jumping and clapping and screaming and hollering. They were just so, so happy. We got him meant they believe that they had gotten Saddam Hussein.
I heard some interesting opinions today because I... voiced my opinion. You saw it earlier.
Yes.
And I was waiting, you know, on a particular message for it. I don't want to get into where it is. But I did basically what I said. Okay, I guess I might as well just say it. I believe what I typed was... Oh, geez.
Something about the war machine?
I'm like, what I said was... American manufactured wars. It's so exciting, isn't it?
Oh, that's it.
Because everybody was jumping through. Oh my God, we got him! Yay! It's like this is the best, you know, the greatest news we have. Which I do agree. This is from a layman's standpoint. Yeah, this is very cool. I mean, I'm glad that they did catch the gentleman. But I'm like, it seems like the only thing we can do now is manufacture war. I think it's the only product this country seems to have nowadays that's any good.
Well,
as far as an entertainment standpoint.
Entertainment,
goes.
Yeah. It's quite entertaining. You can really get into a war. You know?
Oh, yeah, and I've done it in the past. Yeah. I've done it where I was like, oh, man, I'm going to watch CNN for like a week.
Well, even I felt ultra-patriotic, you know? You just really do feel patriotic. You feel like one of a huge movement to do something.
And we collectively, as Ghostly Talk, I know I can speak for the other two gentlemen down here. We have nothing but the utmost respect and admiration for the gentlemen and ladies that are out there right now.
Oh, I've made
these
that.
These people have guts. I think I said it a long time ago. There's an 18-year-old kid driving a tank.
Yeah.
There's an 18-year-old kid driving a tank. I saw it on the news one day. This 18-year-old kid driving this monster tank. I am 10 years older than that guy, and I can't think of one thing that I've done in my life that is that cool.
Right.
That monumental.
But what's even worse is that's got to be, you know, he. First of all, yes,
tanks are not easy to drive.
I wholeheartedly agree. The people over there who are the pawns in this political
game.
Whatever it is.
Basically, yeah.
Game. The people who are over there actually doing the work and things like that, the soldiers, the troops, even the commanders, and I mean all the way up the chain, you know, utmost respect. Absolutely. You guys are doing great.
My heart aches in pride. It really does.
And,
I have a father who was in the military. I have a grandfather who was in the military.
And seeing those people doing their jobs, hard working, and taking a chance every day.
Huge risk. Huge risk.
I mean, whether you're sleeping in your tent, or whether you're, you know, performing a mission,
yeah.
or whether you're, you know, just doing KP duty, whatever you're doing over there.
Yeah. It all comes together.
Every single moment, you are taking a risk for your country. And that's just like, so, I'm doing nothing, right?
No, we're not doing anything.
I'm not taking a risk
for
my country.
Well, we are, actually, we are. I mean, in our system of government, we are doing our part. We're paying for it.
Well, that's true.
We're paying these people. We're paying these people to protect us.
But at the same time, what the actual war itself, the actual, like, what's going on the high level is...
They're in the trenches. They're in the trenches.
The people in the trenches...
They're the ones with the dirty hands. Our hands are clean.
Yeah. I have so much respect and honor for those folks. And you folks overseas, I know that Ghostly Talks International. I don't know if anybody from the military...
I wonder if there's somebody over there. There's somebody that has been in Iraq that maybe had a way to, like, maybe they had a laptop or something, and they actually dialed in to listen to our show.
Well,
that
would
be the coolest thing. If anybody has any inkling of a clue of that, let us know.
Email us.
That'd be super cool. I'd like to get a hold of this person and go, wow, man, that is so neat that you guys are doing that.
And I have just nothing but respect and honor for you guys. But on the high level, it's just like you said, it's more of this product.
It's sickening.
That sickens me. Not the people, but the actual thing. So here's what we have.
We have
an announcement. News.
Now I pulled this off CNN. We want to make this official.
Okay.
That's why we're going to read this right off. This is what CNN has to say about the capture of Saddam Hussein. Okay, here we go. After months on the run from coalition forces, a disheveled Saddam Hussein was found hiding in a hidden hole near a farmhouse and was captured without firing a shot. Coalition authorities announced on Sunday. The former dictator of Iraq will face the justice he denied to millions, President Bush said. Okay. Said in a short televised address from the White House. The Ba'athist holdouts are responsible for the violence. There will be no return to the corrupt power and privilege they once held. This afternoon, I have a message for the Iraqi people. This is further assurance that the torture chambers and the secret police are gone forever. You will not have to fear the rule of Saddam Hussein ever again. Wow. Earlier in Baghdad, Coalition Civilian Administration L. Paul Bremer brought Iraqi journalists at a news conference to their feet with shouts of joy when he said simply, "Ladies and gentlemen, we got him."
That's what I saw, and that was beautiful.
The audience responded with cheers, and Iraqis took to Baghdad streets dancing, doling out candy, and firing rifles into the air. Okay, is there a bit of irony in that?
Candy and rifles.
Yeah, is there just a bit of irony? I think we're going for peace.
Do you know, if I did that here in Fraser, I would get arrested.
Yeah, this would be, it would be a one-host show for a little while, I think, because, you'd be in jail. That's just, I find irony in that.
It is really bizarre.
What if the guy dropped a gun? Ooh, oh, there comes the war. Start the end. Okay, so Saddam's ancestral town and base of loyalty to him, this is Tikrit. Tikrit. The streets were quiet, actually, yeah.
That was his hometown and stuff, yeah.
Later, when Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, who leads coalition troops in Iraq, showed video of the bearded, bewildered-looking fugitive undergoing a medical exam after his capture, the Iraqi journalist again leaped from the seat, shouting, "Death to Saddam!"
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, we're fighting for peace, though.
Yeah.
Just let's remind people that we have.
Yeah.
I think people should be reminded that we're fighting for global peace.
Right.
And we're fighting for global peace.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes extraordinary measures.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
He had a pistol on him, but didn't use it. Said Major General Ray Oderio, commander of the 4th Infantry Division troops that carried out the raid. He didn't say anything. And that's the end of that article.
Yeah.
He didn't say anything.
Well, you know...
What are you going to say?
Yeah,
what are you going to say? I mean...
Got me. I mean, why bother?
Hey,
yeah.
Here you go. Hi.
But what happens is even Hamas, the notorious Hamas, mm-hmm. is they're outraged. Oh, yeah, we can kill that. they're absolutely outraged mm-hmm. that Saddam didn't either fight or kill himself.
I think he's just tired. How long can you run?
After he said, you know, people, you know, for a free Iraq or for my Iraq or whatever he said, you know, go out and bomb everybody and kill everybody and kill yourselves and we'll take care of your family and stuff like that. So what he called for, he then did not do. Of course, you see that a lot in politics. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, just out of curiosity, this is after I heard that Saddam was captured. Whenever I hear anything in the news or anything like that, I don't go to CNN.com. I don't go to Newsbeat.com. I don't go to Channel 7 ActionNews.com. I don't go to this. I don't go anywhere. I go straight to Infowars.com. Not because I believe it. Now, Alex Jones, I think he's a brilliant man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with a lot of things he talks about or a lot of his ideals, but he does bring up very interesting points. So I was, like, frothing at the mouth to get to Infowars.com today
yep.
when I got here. I mean, we got to take care of this business and that business, but I want to get to Infowars before we start the show. There was one little blurb on the website so far. This is just some
right.
more news for you guys to think about. Now, this is Infowars.com, Infowars.com. Alex Jones, he actually has his own radio show in Texas. I forgot where he actually is in Texas, but he's a syndicated radio host.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
We were actually part of the same network at one time with
Alex Jones. For a while, yeah.
Yeah. Great show. I mean, he's a brilliant speaker. If you've ever seen this man speak, he really knows how to rev people up and
yep.
get them, not get them angry, but get them motivated to take action on a lot of things. And that's his bottom line thing, man. We got to quit talking and do something about this.
Yep.
About all these problems. So, here we go. Right off InfoWars, the front page of InfoWars.com. From fake fat bin Ladens to mobile weapon trucks. We've been lied to so many times. Remember this. Remember this is the same Pentagon that had hundreds of fake letters planted in newspapers across the country. It may be Saddam, it may be not. It may be a Hollywood production. We all saw Forrest Gump shake hands with Kennedy, didn't we? Is this real? Saddam Hussein was arrested in Iraq. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. He just put that the same thing down.
Yeah.
But that was the only thing he has up there. I have a feeling that things are going to be picking up at Infowars.com.
Oh, yeah.
But I had to get that out there.
What he's saying, and he's absolutely correct, is, you know, think about it first. Celebrate afterwards. But, yeah, it's definitely...
Well, That's what I ask people to do. We caught him. And the first thing I'm hearing now is, woo, yeah, done with Saddam, kill him, USA, we are the greatest ever, and all this. Now the ego is back.
Yeah.
9/11, the ego wasn't there.
There was no ego.
Now the ego is back. Now we're the best again. Now we're the strongest. Now we're this. Now we're that. We're the, you know, think about this for a second before you start popping off at the mouth about how tough you are and how your military... that you aren't a part of is so bad and tough. Do not use them as an extension of your fantasies. I hear people do this all the time, and I, at the same time, I do admire their patriotism, if you want to call it that. I admire the pride they have in their country. But the people that are out there doing the work, you should be going, wow, man, thank those soldiers. Don't go, we're the baddest in the world. You sound like an idiot. That's the bottom line. You sound like an idiot. I'm sorry. You sound like a moron. You know, there's people that have died. How many people? You know, you actually would have to look, because they've been trying
to
cover.
They were saying, like, a soldier a day.
They've been trying to cover that up, though. They've been trying to snuff the
yeah.
numbers on that also.
Yeah.
But there's more people than we think have been killed in this war already.
Well, there's also because I listen to a lot of talk radio.
Yeah.
There's also... reports of soldiers getting really, really sick and dying, but by the time they die, they are no longer military people because the military kicks them out.
They give them an honorable discharge.
And they're no longer military. So what happens is these folks are getting sick from something over there,
uh-huh.
And then the military's like, oh, you have a cold or whatever, so you're out on medical discharge. And they're gone.
And they die.
And then they die of this quote-unquote cold. Or whatever. I mean, it's not a cold.
That's characteristic of just about any war.
Yeah.
As far as American involvement goes, I know our country, we're so focused on antibacterial everything that our immune systems, I believe, are completely just weakened to the point where the common cold can knock you out for a week now, it seems like.
Yeah.
And you take a young man or a young woman.
These are 17, 18, 19 year old.
Young, strong man or woman, and you put them in a foreign country that has God knows what in the environment, in the ecosystem. That's a serious shock to your system. And that's where people are getting sick, too. That's part of a casualty of war.
Well, there's also a conspiracy behind that as well. They talk about how the government will inoculate the soldiers. And a lot of them are saying that the inoculations may be worse than actually getting the disease they're being inoculated of or for. Mm-hmm. Because these inoculations, the folks are thinking that these inoculations are actually killing the soldiers.
Well, that's nice.
But rather than like, you know, investigate it and stuff like that, they just discharge them medically and then their hands are clean.
Mm.
Although, you know, just, what, months before, they've been injecting stuff into their bodies.
Yeah, exactly. Point of this, though, really is, you know, take it whatever way you want. If you want to take it on the surface and go, CNN is right, Saddam Hussein has done all this, it's all his fault, and we have captured him now, hooray, that's great. I mean, I for one, and somebody actually made a comment today. They're like, you know, well, regardless, this is actually going to retort to the comment I made on this message board. Somebody's like, well, you know, if we have to be good at something, I mean, well, at least we can sleep better at night now, theoretically that this gentleman has been arrested, he's been caught now. We can sleep better at night now as Americans, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, I can understand that too. Some people want to have that sense of security. But the problem I'm having with that is, for that sense of security, how much are we going to have to give up on our own? It seems like the more that we try to free the rest of the world, the more we get locked in here in our country.
Yeah.
And it drives me insane. All you have to do is look around. We're so busy, it seems, going to every country on this world tour of freedom. In the meantime,
our freedom.
How many millions of people are on the streets right now? That have no work, that have no homes, that have nothing.
Right.
Regime change starts at home. It's the greatest bumper sticker I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think someone actually got in trouble for that.
Well, because maybe the truth...
The truth hurts, is that what it
Sorry
is?
Sorry about that, but I saw that, and that is embedded into my brain for the rest of my life. Regime change starts at home. But... regardless, we're just a couple of internet radio hosts.
we
can't change that much. We can talk about it, though.
Yes. We get to talk about it. The thing about the... there's more conspiracy as well.
Mm.
What's really interesting to me is quite often I look at timing for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were talking about previous to the Saddam Hussein capture... evidently February is important. February is important to Muslims or whatever these, you know, is. Anyway, some kind of holiday. Okay. I don't know. February is important. Let's just keep it there. So they were hearing this chatter. You know, they talk about this chatter that goes on. And they monitor communications. They monitor, you know, emails and internet. They monitor everything.
I got a call coming in.
Okay.
Probably someone's going to yell at me.
Okay.
Hello, you're on Ghostly Talk. This is Scott Ellen Duggan. How may we help you?
Hey, Scott.
Uh-oh. I think you might be in trouble.
Am I in trouble?
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
How are you doing?
That's not my
All
mom.
Right, how are you?
It's not?
That's not Mom.
I thought it was.
It's not Mom.
This is Jane.
Jane, I'm sorry. one of my ears is clogged, so.
Yeah, it is.
I thought it was your mom.
It's not my mom.
Uh-oh.
It's Jane.
It's Jane.
Yeah, this is like totally freaking out.
Yes, no, that's okay. I'm hearing you through. I don't have the high quality headphones everyone else does, and one of my ears is clogged. So
God,
it's my fault.
What's going on?
I'd like to make a comment on what Scott just said.
Oh boy,
Say? Oh, that. Yeah.
I'm gonna cover my head.
What's up, Jane?
the comment that Americans can sleep better now that Saddam Hussein is now in prison.
Well, I was actually starting to allude to that, yes. So go ahead, tell me what you were going to say. And then we'll...
What an asinine statement to
no.
begin with.
Hey, I didn't say it.
Sleep better. In fact, we probably should be worrying more that he is now in prison. Could you give an example of one terrorist attack that was led by Iraq?
Well, there is the theory that a lot of them were financed by Iraq or allowed to happen by Iraq.
No, you're absolutely wrong. They were financed and allowed and carried out by Saudi Arabians.
That's really interesting because the Saudis are our friends.
Yeah.
According to the, you know, the... brainwashed,
chatter. The white noise.
So that's interesting. I would have said more like Syria and Iran.
Well, the basis of that comment, I did say that I didn't make that comment.
But that was actually rhetoric.
That's she makes a very good point. But I happen to agree with her on that. But the difference of our opinions is that I respect that viewpoint too. Where okay, I can see what you're saying. I don't really agree with it.
Well,
but
no.
It's good for some people. There's some people that just don't want to deal with this. They don't want to deal with this at all. So okay, you caught him. You caught him. Great. Let's bury this guy. Get him out. Get him off blow him off the face of the earth. So I can go to work tomorrow.
Well, that's the thing, Jane. A lot.
American history. They thought the same thing when we overthrew the Shah of Iran, remember?
Right.
Yeah.
Shah of Iran. Iran would be Baraboo.
Jane.
You're breaking up.
You there?
She's probably like,
she's probably
shaking herself.
She don't sound very happy. Jane, you there? I think she's...
I'm right here.
Oh, okay, you're back? Okay. You broke up.
Yeah, you broke up when you were saying that last sentence.
Go ahead. Well, let her finish.
We believe the same thing. When we overthrew the Shah of Iran.
Yes.
That Iran would be a free country.
Yes.
It would be a democracy.
The veils would come off.
Terrorism or nuclear weapons. And now look at Iran.
Exactly. But what happens is the people, right, the news machine, the media machine and the people around, in the United States and the people who their loved ones who are over there fighting, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. When you have an event like this, we've captured evil empire guru head leader guy.
The news people are frothing at the mouth right now. They're so excited.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But what they do is you can bring that to the people here on the mainland, here in the United States, and you can say, look, we have accomplished something.
Yeah.
And then, as a human being, if you don't think about it for more than a minute, if you just, watch the news and that's it.
If you take it at face value.
Basically. If you just take it all at face value and you just say, okay, good. Well, you can actually say, good, we have accomplished a goal, I feel better, and now I'm probably safe, because that was the evil goal. Look what we went through with Russia.
Exactly.
Look what we went through with Russia. When I was growing up, right,
mm-hmm.
Russia was completely, they were communists, and they were the enemy. They were the enemy in the Cold War and everything like that. And I never in a billion trillion years would have ever believed that Russia could be a free country that it could ever be, non-communist.
Exactly.
And because they were the evil ones.
They were the big red giant.
Yeah,
we were supposed to be scared of it.
The huge bear.
That was the whole basis for Rocky IV.
Yeah,
the movie Rocky IV. Look at that. Look at the timing that movie came out.
Oh yeah,
that was in the middle of that whole predicament.
And you're talking. So you're talking. This is something that And when they finally broke apart and communism fell and things like that, then you're like, okay, we're all much better.
Yeah.
It sort of leaves you a bit lacking.
But if you don't think about it,
you also have to look at it this way, Doug. Is that right now, Saudi Arabia, who is the biggest funder of terrorism?
I think it's Syria and Iran.
No, it's Saudi Arabia.
Hmm.
Even FBI agrees with it. They just black out Saudi Arabia's name.
Oh, okay. They do that a lot. It's true.
Well, that's how deep it goes. That's more learning right there.
The only thing is, right now, most of the Middle Eastern countries are able to support themselves. Most of them aren't starving to death. Most of them are not under really, really, like, Stalin dictatorship.
That's true.
Only problem is, in 70 years, oil reserves in the Middle East are going to start to dwindle. And these people are going to really get pissed, because not only are they going to think everybody else that isn't Muslim is infidel, but they're going to start thinking, we're going to starve to death. We're not going to be able to support us because we have no other economy outside of petroleum products. That's when we need to get scared. That's why we need to address the issues now, yeah, instead of waiting until something big in the future can happen.
Well, I myself am really, really hoping and praying that 70 years is actually accelerated, and that the United States and Canada and Japan and China to an extent, I think,
yeah,
they have like 10 cars in all of China. But, you know, I would hope that all of us got off of our collective butts and actually reduced our dependence on petroleum products even before 70 years from now.
Well, if you think about it in the big picture, 70 years isn't that far away.
No, it isn't.
No, it's within a lot of people's lifetime.
That's basically a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a lifetime. That's it.
But I think that question, though, that you're talking about, Jane, is going to rear its ugly head, I hope, sooner than 70 years.
Yeah.
Because I hope that we get off our collective butts and reduce our dependence on oil and petroleum products, because, you know, with these hybrid electric cars and then eventually electric cars and hovercraft and stuff, I hope we get all that, you know, a lot sooner than 70
that
years.
That will never happen. That will never happen as long as the White House has a Republican in it, or the houses are controlled by Republicans. It'll never happen.
And I'm going to get shot for this one, but I have to agree on that.
Uh-oh.
I have to agree on that. I do. I have to agree on that.
Well, you have to look. This is like...
Did you give an example of a Republican-backed bill for alternative or oil sources?
Oh, it doesn't happen.
It'll never happen.
It can't happen. I mean, because, you know, Republicans, big business, et cetera. Well, look at right now. George W. Bush, or whatever. Is that his name, Junior? George W. Bush. George Herbert Walker Bush? George W. Bush. That's the one. George W. Bush. His whole family is oil.
Mm-hmm.
So
he started a company.
Yeah, they're in the oil business. So it's like, okay, well, what are the odds are that he'll want to see alternative energy products become mainstream? Pretty slim.
It's a lot harder to market water. Even though you do pay a water bill, it's a lot harder to market water.
Yeah.
The ion-producing combustible engine, which is what they've been working on, the exhaust, is water.
Yep.
Now, wouldn't that be cool to get out of your car and have a fresh drink? The tailpipe of your car?
I don't know if I would do that, but yeah. Well, yeah, but right. I mean, that's the energy cell kind of stuff, and that's... That's important, and the thing is with the current, you know, regime, with the current political structure, mm-hmm, it's just not going to happen. There's no incentive to get rid of our dependency on petroleum products.
No.
But so I am hoping that eventually somebody will say, hey, I mean, Aaron Donahue said it. I hear it on Ground Zero. I hear all these people are talking about it. It's like very important to reduce our dependency on petroleum products.
Uh-huh.
I would like to see it happen sooner than 70 years.
Yeah, it would be.
But it's not going, I mean, at this rate, it's not going to, like you said, when there's Republicans controlling, you know, the White House and one or both of the parts of the legislature, it's just not going to happen.
No, it'll never happen.
It can't.
Unfortunately.
Politically.
Well, yes. I also would like to address the issue of somehow the support of troops has been becoming warped in our country. If you don't support the war, then you must not support the troops.
See, I don't.
That thought is so skewed.
That's exactly right. That is a skewed thought.
When our own president cuts veterans' benefits, closes veterans' hospitals, cuts out combat pay, cuts standard of living wage increase for our military, yet tells us if we don't support him, then we're against the troops. I don't understand that. 70% of military families receive subsidies from the government in the form of WIC, food stamps. It's the average family has to wait 2 to 3 months to get into military housing, which is supposed to be free, but 9 times out of 10 are substandard. So who's not supporting the troops? I love my troops. I support my troops, and I'd like them to get out of the situation we're in now. If they are so wanting to fight a war, fight it on the ground of the country that is waging the war against us. We're just going to wear ourselves out, use up all our resources, and when we need them, we won't have them.
It seems, like we were talking about earlier, it seems that we've been, and like, I think what you just, the comment you just made right there, we're going to wear ourselves out. We're going to use up our resources. So when finally somebody decides to turn around and go, hey man, we've taken care of the whole world now, maybe we should take care of ourselves, we're not going to have anything to do it with.
Right.
That's a big problem, and that's what worries me every single day now. Is that we're so busy trying to save the planet, which I understand. Well, obviously we have interest in the Middle East.
Well,
we know what the interests are in the Middle East.
Money, oil,
and there's an interest in world peace too. It really, if we think about it, and this is the scariest thing, it only takes one whack job. And I'm sure, technically speaking, as far as the controls and the safety protocols, you just can't go and, like they collectively say, push the button.
Right.
I'm sure there's more to it than pushing the button.
Right. There's a lot more to it.
You know, but what if somebody actually does push the button, though? You know, theoretically speaking, what if somebody actually did that? That's the interest also, and I respect that, you know, we, as a government or as a nation, want world peace, because we don't want our citizens, especially, to be subject to an attack like that, a nuclear attack. That we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people will die.
Yeah.
That's a horrible thing. That's an interest also. But don't tell me that's the number one interest. We know what the number one interest is out there right
Follow
now.
Follow the money.
Follow the money.
Yeah.
We have interest out there. That's the only reason we're out there.
Yep.
It's the only reason we're out there right now. And it sickens me. It sickens me because, like I said, unemployment rate is sky high again. People are on the streets. We have racial problems. We can't even agree on capital punishment, it seems, anymore. Which, I don't even want to get into that. But we have so many arguments and problems sitting in this country right now that we have to deal with as a nation, and they're not being addressed. They're being totally looked over by the media, especially, which unfortunately is the most powerful tool in this nation. Everybody in this nation has a TV set, or they have a radio, or they have a computer. And that's a powerful tool to have. But and it seems to me that the important things, the things that seem to affect me directly, and not just me, I'm not being self-centered, everybody, us sitting down here, Jane on the phone, Joe Schmo at the office I work at, it's affecting us all directly, and they're not even being looked at.
You're absolutely true, Scott. And also, I think you also have to think like this. If you're only receiving your information from your local newspaper or from the TV, if that's all the information you're getting lied to.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's why I have taken my vow.
Yeah.
Of media. I've taken my vow of media.
They need to learn how to educate themselves.
Exactly.
And open themselves up and find ways to educate themselves instead of what's on the nightly news, what's on their local papers. That's not it. That's not the information that is correct and that is viable to your life. You need to open up, and this isn't a leftist or a rightist argument, but open yourself up and, hey, I want to learn about the war in Iraq. Why are we fighting? Pick up a book. Read a book. You know, ask somebody who knows. Learn about economics so you're not lied to and you're not led astray.
Learn the dynamics of the war going on right now. One of the biggest problems that our nation has, and this has been going on since the dawn of time, it seems, is that the information is right in front of us. It's there in front of us all the time. The truth is there. But people are too lazy to pick up a book and read it. It's very easy to go on your computer and click on this link and read a paragraph about something, or look at a pretty picture and click it and it's a thumbnail and it gets big and looks all really pretty for you. It's very easy to sit down on your sofa and watch the news. It's very easy to just turn on the radio in your car and take in the information in that source. there's so much out there that has been released, that's been released by the government, which comes to another sickening point also. Okay, it's been released by the government. How do we even know that's true? So then you're turning in, you're going from paranoid to paranoid schizophrenic. That's, I mean, unfortunately, but the point is, though, is that these documents are out there for people to read. They're out there in front of your face. They're right there, but it's a matter of sitting down for a couple of hours and understanding this and trying to read this. It's very hard to do now in this day and age with this speedy environment we live in now where everything's go, 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 go. I can't remember the last time I had a relaxing drive to work in the morning. I can't remember it because I'm in a goddamn hurry.
Right.
I'm in a damn hurry every single day because I have to get there because if I'm late, I'm going to lose my job and I'm going to lose my house and I'm going to die on the street. That's what it leads to that, basically. That, and unfortunately, that's programming in itself right there. And it's something I'm trying to break myself of. But I have to deal with it in the way it is right now.
Yep.
The documents are right there, and it's out there. It's one of the things Alex Jones says a lot, and I'm not quoting like he's the god, but it's a valid point he says. People, you can go to your local administration and request this paperwork, and they will give it to you. The last I heard, you don't even have to pay for this. They will give you this paperwork to read and learn. But some people are just happier with going, well, CNN said this. And that's the truth.
And, well, you know, CNN and all those, they're just repeating press releases and stuff.
And they're dramatizing the press releases.
Oh, they do that.
Like we said earlier, they're frothing at the mouth right now.
Yes, they are.
They're so excited. They're so excited we got Saddam Hussein. Bombed Iraq. This is so great. Yeah. Back in March is what happened.
You know what the initials of CNN is, don't you?
Can we say it on the air?
Contains no news.
Okay.
Hey, I'm
Foxes.
You know, here's a little trivia. I'm an amateur radio operator. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an amateur radio operator. It's a ham radio operator.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a license and I have a call sign.
Okay.
Okay? And my call sign since, we're talking
1967.
80? 80? 80-ish? In that... Mm-hmm. area, anyway, 1980, 1981, somewhere mm-hmm. in there. My call sign is N8CNN.
Really?
Yeah. I had the call sign, I think I had the call sign before CNN.
Wow, CNN. Doug, I can't believe you still can't find a date.
But I'm...
Ooh.
Hey! I'm getting ragged on.
Shot there, man.
And so I used to, after CNN became Cable News Network, I would actually say on the air, you know, because you're supposed to say Charlie, Nancy, Nancy or something like that. Mm-hmm. Charlie, November, November, right, is what you're supposed to say. But I would say NA, you know, Cable News Network, and people are like, oh, that's so cool. because at the time it was big. Now it's a little embarrassing. You know, actually, now that I can think and I'm not in junior high.
I'm back on my Jello Biafra kick right now. I've been listening to a lot of Jello Biafra. For those of you who don't know who Jello Biafra is, he was the lead singer of a band called the Dead Kennedys.
Yep.
Which was just probably one of the most brilliant punk bands to ever surface in the world in history. Jello Biafra.
Awesome.
Jello Biafra is a public speaker. He's a politician. His basic purpose, though, as a politician, is just to sabotage other elections. It's great, and the guy is genius. But one of the things he said in one of his discourses was into the effect of the power to think as an individual is a power itself now. It's a true power itself now because not too many people can do that anymore. Not too many people can truly take their self and think as an individual, basically, without the help of CNN, without the help of corporate radio, without the help of even corporate internet, because it's out there too. People think the internet's we can do whatever we want on the internet. Yet the corporations are controlling that too. Okay.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's the biggest news about blogging that they're trying to talk about. They're saying it's all become. You know, there's still the few individual blogs, but those get dry after a while. And I noticed that it's hard to keep up a journal.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're saying that the corporate. You know, corporate America, political America, and undoubtedly other countries as well, not just the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But they are creating these blogs, right,
mm-hmm.
and corporatizing these blogs so that their skew or their thing looks like an opinion of a person.
Ah.
Yeah, and then therefore if you subscribe to these highly touted blogs,
mm-hmm.
then what happens is you end up getting skewed through that as well.
Yeah.
So that goes back to the point, though. Everything.
That goes back to the point, though, which L.B. Offer said.
Yeah.
The power to think as an individual is a power in itself, because look at all the stuff you have to get around to do that. All the hurdles you'd have to jump to think on your own.
And it's a lot. And, Jane, you think a lot, don't you?
I try to.
You analyze. I mean, you really do analyze this stuff.
Oh, yes.
It's amazing.
I'm very passionate about politics, very passionate.
See, I like to stay away from politics as much as possible.
Well, you know, I think what it is but, my family immigrated here, and they lived through the World War.
Yes.
And, God, millions of fights with the Turkey people. But, yeah, and they struggled to make it, and every penny they earned it, and they enjoyed America, and they were proud to be Americans. And they passed that on to me and my siblings.
Well, it's good.
And
it's good to keep yourself informed, though, on this stuff. Not just by, and it goes back to, not just read. Read a damn book.
Read.
I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. The practice of reading a book is such a dead practice, it seems now. To take a book, pick it up, open it, and not look at the pretty pictures on the inside. Read the words.
And learn from it.
Not just read them and then puke back some information like I did in college.
Yeah, that was what college was about.
That was what college was all about, was puking back information. That's all you did. That's what a test is based on, is puking back information.
You had to regurgitate it and then put it on the test as much as possible.
And the people that did the best were the people that could regurgitate it the best. And then they can regurgitate information in the office, in the work environment, the best.
Yeah.
I think the only thing I learned about in management school is how to bullshit people, honestly.
Yeah.
That's like the key to management. I mean, there's a trade secret for you people right there. The biggest BSer is usually the best manager.
Oh, yeah.
The person that can talk you out of that thing or talk you out of being completely angry that you haven't had a raise in 20 years. The person that can smooth that over and make you feel okay about it in the end, that's the best manager. That aside, though, read a book. This stuff is out there. It's out there. You can go to your local building, your administration building, your city office, and go, look, I would like, I mean, you're going to have to know what you're looking for, too. You just go, I want some papers. Excuse me? Okay, what kind of papers do you want? You're going to have to actually look at your constitution. Look at these rights you have. Look at these amendments. Look at these articles and understand, because there's a lot to it. Oh, my God, there's a lot to it. Amendment upon amendment. Upon bill. I mean, it's not exactly the easiest thing to do. That's the problem, though. And who's to say that isn't a manufactured aspect also? To make it difficult, to take the laziness of the American public in one aspect. Well, I'm not saying American people are lazy. I don't want to get shot.
We're fat and lazy.
The thing is, even I'm lazy, because there's one particular local issue that really has me, you know, it has my... gets my rile up or whatever, riles me up like crazy.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Clinton River,
mm-hmm.
right?
Clinton River near Michigan, yeah.
And it empties into the, Lake St. Clair or something like that?
Yeah, Lake St. Clair.
And so what happens is, every summer, they close the public beaches. And they say, oh, the water is, unsafe to even swim in, right? Do you know what they blame it on?
Hmm.
Birds. The birds are pooping in the water, and that is causing the water to be unsafe. I'm serious.
What? Birds are pooping in the water from the dawn of time. So.
Right. But now, because they have to close, they close these beaches and they say this water's unsafe, and of course people can't say, oh, the beach is unsafe, so that's enough. They want a reason. Why is this beach unsafe? It's unsafe because birds poop in the water. Okay? Well, I happen to not
believe
that.
Was nature.
Yeah, well...
I thought that was natural erosion that was good for the environment in a certain way.
You're taking
one piece of matter and turning it into a different piece of matter.
Right.
That's the way the world works.
Part of how, nature works. And I thought that you needed it, because, if suddenly no bird ever pooped in the water, that would kill off organisms in the water, because they need that to...
Yeah.
to thrive and then be good for fish or whatever. I mean, there's like this whole thing, you know, called an ecosystem going on, and you need that stuff. What you don't need in an ecosystem, and here's where I differ from what they say about, you know, the birds pooping in the water, because I flat out, I might as well just tell you, I don't believe that's the reason that these beaches are closed every summer. And you've heard Metro Beach closed, right?
Absolutely.
And Will, you've heard Metro Beach closed for until we test the water and it becomes safe again.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so this does happen, and it happens every single year for the past probably 6 or 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And before that it didn't happen, but now it starts to happen. What you don't need in an ecosystem is you don't need the businesses putting their spills or whatever
God,
they are
yes, you're right
into
right.
the water, that you don't need the city of Clinton Township, and I probably shouldn't say this because I work in Clinton Township, so I have to drive through it in order to get to my work, but you don't need the city of Clinton Township emptying the human waste into that ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay, though. We can do that.
Well,
it's convenient for us.
It's nice for us humans.
For
you know,
us.
We don't have to deal with it in any other way. But they just dump it into Lake St. Clair. Lake St. Clair becomes because of the bird poo. Then all of a sudden.
Let me analyze this.
I can't believe
quick.
I'm talking about poo.
That's okay. That's all right.
All
let right. me analyze. We have birds pooping in the water.
Yes.
We have birds pooping in the water. And okay, this is a problem. We can't swim in this water anymore. Okay, that's a big problem. Here's the problem.
But they're saying it's because the birds pooping in the water. Yeah.
Okay. What are we going to do to rectify the situation then? I assume we've tested the water and said, okay, there's a high amount of bird poop in the water. I mean, at risk of not sounding like a scientist,
right.
A high amount of bird poop in
yeah.
the water. Okay,
that's
so
what they're saying.
We've chemically tested that, man-made chemically tested that.
Yes.
And now what are we going to do to rectify the situation?
Well, what you have to do every year is you've got to wait until the amount of bird poop in the water lessens.
Okay.
And then when that happens, then you can swim again, although I don't know how you could swim in Lake St. Clair without, you know, like, totally feeling icky.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know,
I'd rather jump in the Detroit River. And if anybody, any of you people around the world are familiar with the Detroit River, it is not exactly the cleanest body of water.
No, it's better. Yeah, it looks a lot like a cross between chocolate pudding and coffee.
Yeah.
How about the Rouge River?
Oh, that's the worst one.
Or even the Clinton River, for that matter.
Yeah.
Closest to, you know.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
The Clinton
we
River.
Have a creek here in Kansas City called.
I thought you were talking about St. Clair.
Creek.
Wait, you have a creek called what?
Brush Creek. Everybody calls it Flush Creek.
Oh, I think I know
actually,
why.
If you test the water, it actually tests positive for the drugs and birth control pills and Tylenol.
Oh, my God.
Wait, yeah. Birth control?
Birth control and Tylenol.
Pills.
Well, hell, you just dive in there.
The drugs that...
Yeah, it's all the other stuff that's in there, though, you don't want to touch.
Well, yeah, I think if you dove in there, it really wouldn't matter if you
had... It runs through a really nice park. And do you think city fathers and mothers are morally outraged by this? No, it's like a joke.
Oh, my gosh.
Funny thing.
Welcome to okay. Chud 2004. You guys, we have to take a break.
We need to take a break.
We have to take a break.
Jane, stay on the phone. Stay
on the
line with us. We're going to take a quick break, and maybe... This last half an hour, we'll talk about some paranormal stuff.
Oh, that would rock.
We really ran with this. I don't know why. We ran with this. We're going to take hits probably, but whatever. We'll be right back here on Ghostly Talk.
Mr. Olaf.com. See what you've been missing out on.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Services such as web and Pop3 email, image editing, and logo design at very low rates.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Free streaming and downloadable videos.
MrOlaf.com. That's www.MROLAF.com.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
This is Fat Jesus, lead singer of the band Zero Recourse, and when I have arisen on a Sunday, I will check out the world through the eyes and ears of my boys and Ghost Guitar.
You know something? I don't like talking about politics, man. It's scary.
It's ominous.
It's very ominous.
Ominous.
We just we should just you know politics. We should just keep playing it safe and talk about ghosts every single week.
Well, I think that's a good idea. It's my hobby after all.
Oh yeah.
Know? But
these things pop up, you know, and it's like we're human beings. We're out there every day living it like everybody else is. Sometimes this stuff pops up, and we got to talk about it, too.
Yeah, I'm glad I have an outlet. And we get calls from folks like Jane who think about this stuff and have, you know, researched and know these things.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing because, you know, most people don't get to talk to, you know, folks throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
They just have to watch CNN or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they get. And we get to get some opinions and stuff like that from other folks.
Exactly.
And knowledge. She has a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, and a lot of times they're not the same as ours, and that's good, though. That's real good. Because you know what?
That's where you learn, which is a really important thing.
You know, you do two things. You agree to disagree, or you learn.
Yeah.
Or you go, hey, you know what? I never thought about it that way.
James Arthur.
James Arthur.
Ah.
James Arthur.
Oh. Hiss. I'm hissing.
Wow.
Yeah. James Arthur.
Well, let's get into this, man. You're not happy right now. I want to see you feel better in the next half an hour.
Well, first I want to say this, okay? Ghostly Talk was selected to be on the front page of Soul Travel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, so it's like soultravel.nl or NU.
Oh, God, what am I thinking? I saw it. Well, really?
I mean, that's important. Yeah. That's
I got the email, too.
That's like, huge. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is, like, totally, totally awesome.
Yeah, they put our faces right on the... Actually, to go to our picture section, I took a screenshot of it.
Yeah,
and threw it up there just for fun because I thought it was cool. Yeah, they put Doug's mug and my ugly mug up there.
And
just smiling away. Hey.
Yeah, so we got selected to be on soultravel.nu, which of course is talking. They talk about out of body experiences and astral projection and this kind of thing. It's a very, very important and big site.
They're out of the Netherlands or something like that.
Oh, so it would be NL.
NL.
But they something like that.
Yeah, they're in the Netherlands.
I think I put the link up in the picture
section.
Go there. The link is in there.
Which is quite. It's a huge honor. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I was blown away.
We're humbled and because we had done that one show about out of body.
And that was a while ago too.
That was a while ago, and they must have just run across Ghostly Talk. Thought, oh hey, here's a you know just exactly why we started Ghostly Talk was to be a different way of surfing the web, a different way because you can surf the web while listening to an archive or whatever. So it provides another outlet, another media to learn and hear and participate and
absolutely.
Interact and
absolutely.
And so you know while you're surfing things like. What, demonscum.org or whatever it is?
Demonbuster.
Demonscum.org. Oh, that's a scummy website. But, yeah, so while you're surfing and you come across these websites, you can also be listening to Ghostly Talk in the background.
Yeah.
Things like that. That's why I brought up the idea, because I thought there needed to be something like that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, they obviously have, soultravel.nl obviously has, you know, a considerable amount of information about out of body. Do we have a call?
Yes, we have a call.
Oh, cool.
Ghostly Talk, how can we help you? Hello?
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 Oh, somebody thought they couldn't get through.
They were scared.
They were scared of us.
Hey, call back, man. We took your call.
Because we were, like, just, like, so enraged for the first hour.
The secretary signed up to us, and we were like, yeah, we'll take it.
So they have a considerable amount of stuff about out-of-body, soul-travel, soultravel.nl. So there you go. And that directly relates, I mean, talk about timing, right? That directly relates to my latest rant in my article.
And what a doozy
it
is.
Or my journal, I mean.
What a doozy it is.
Yeah, James Arthur, evidently. Was that it? I don't know. Anyway,
James Arthur.
He was the guest.
This was like two, three, what was it?
Just a couple nights ago. It was Thursday night / Friday morning.
Okay.
On Coast to Coast.
Yeah, it was Thursday. Yeah, it was Thursday night / Friday morning. Oh, whatever.
Well, that's
don't
when
matter.
He did it. I wrote my article, or I wrote my journal on Friday night / Saturday morning.
I think I read it yesterday morning.
Yeah, so you read it the morning that it was first posted.
Uh-huh.
But it enraged me. I was, like, absolutely enraged by what this fellow had to say. And I don't mean, like, his whole thing was, like, Jesus was a mushroom and Santa Claus was a mushroom. Well, I could care less. Okay, whatever. I don't care if he was a three-eyed pea. You know, I could care less what you think about, Santa Claus or Jesus or whatever. And I may even listen to the arguments and work on it, you know.
Yeah, well, think about it at least.
Or think about it and wonder.
I think there's
okay.
A person here. Ghostly Talk, how can I help you?
Hello there. How you doing? This is Jay.
Jay.
Oh, Jay from Florida Ghost Hunters?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Hey, oh, well, I've been emailing you.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
So, oh, you know, we're just doing a show and stuff.
Was actually just calling to ask you all a question because you said you were going to talk about paranormal, and I had a question that I learned about and really didn't know that much about.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I was looking at another site this week and actually discovered something that they call a cemetery guardian.
Cemetery.
Have you ever heard of that?
A cemetery guardian?
It's like this certain figure that wears like a long dark kind of trench coat kind of thing that happens. They act like it's a real special thing to see or something to that effect.
What is it? Is it like, okay, this is we're talking about something on an ethereal level, I am assume, right? We're not talking about a person. Like,
yeah, exactly.
The cemetery guardian.
It's like an apparition, and it basically shows like a full figure, and it like looks almost like a judge. You know what I mean? Kinda the way it's
okay.
Dressed.
So it's in a black robe then. I assume.
Yeah, exactly. Like a black robe kind of deal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said trench. My bad.
It's okay. It's all right.
More like a robe kind of deal, and it's funny because on my very first time I ever went to investigate, I took a picture of the cemetery, and I got this weird looking. Image like off in the background of what appeared to be like a lady of some sort, but it wasn't like that guy, but I don't even know if it was a lady, I'm just saying based on what I could see, it just didn't fit, you know what I mean? And I was just wondering if you guys know like what, you know, the paranormal folks think that they do.
Well,
okay. Let me first jump in here.
Okay, yeah, I want to jump on this too.
I have absolutely never heard of this phenomenon.
Never have I.
And I've been studying the paranormal since grade school.
Yeah.
I've been all over the internet. I'm an internet radio talk show host. I, you know, email a lot of people. I read forums like crazy. And
okay.
I've not heard of this phenomenon. So it's either it's a different way of describing an existing phenomenon that I do know about, or it's some new topic
that I really do not know.
Appearance-wise,
we're talking about something. It's a black figure, you said, right, Jay?
Well, it's wearing like I can't really tell what color this figure is. I just can see it kind of has like. It almost looks like an outline of a robe.
Okay,
or something.
All right.
And I read it on another site, and I don't want to say that name because...
Yeah, it's okay.
Unless you want me to, but it was another site that actually, there were people talking, like the owner of this site, like knew exactly what it was, and he's like, that's the reason we posted this, because it's like a special thing. You know?
Well, I'll tell you what,
Jay. About like other things, like fire angels and stuff like that. I don't know if that rings a bell either.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jay. You know what?
Yeah.
We're not here to like snuff anybody out, anyways. Which site was this at? Where was this at?
It was a ghost study.
Ghost study. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Him.
That's a huge study.
Check it out, everybody. Yeah. Everybody, go out there and look at this because you know what? The thing I was thinking, honestly, I was on. I don't know if you listened to our show where we interviewed a Miss Heidi Hollis a few weeks ago. She's more into the alien realm of the paranormal.
Oh, definitely.
But
yeah.
She talks about the shadow people.
Right,
okay?
Right.
She has pictures all over. She has a whole section on her site with pictures of different shadow people have drawn, you know, just jotted down to say, hey, this is what it looks like. If my memory serves me correct, there were a couple of pictures on there, like when you started describing this entity of sorts to me, I can picture a couple of things I saw on Heidi Hollis's site. You might want to go there and take a look at her site.
That's Alien Advice.
AlienAdvice.com.
Right.
Go check out her site. Go look around at the shadow people. It links to, I forgot the link of the other site she does, too.
UFO to you.
It'll link to another site, or you can just go directly to it. It's www.ufo.
The number two.
The number two and the
letter
U. .com. Yeah. Okay?
All right.
Take a look. Do me a favor, if you want.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, if you feel like sharing, feel free to send that over to us. We'll take a look at it if you want.
Yeah, I would love to get an opinion on it. Yeah.
Or post it up somewhere on the forums, or if you want to throw it up in a journal or whatever you want to do. I mean, on our website, it's up to you. And also, but also, go over to Heidi's websites, either one. Take a look at the shadow people picture she has up on there, okay?
And see if any of them look like that.
Yeah, maybe there might be some type of correlation there. That's all. That's what really.
Well, that's what jumped in my mind too. But yeah. Because the thing about cemetery, what, guardian?
The cemetery guardian, yeah.
I see. Now cemeteries are by definition or by convention, I don't know, they're hallowed ground.
Absolutely.
So, therefore, in the realm of things, they would be under the protection of the angels.
Yes.
And okay. God. Okay. That's the
high
God
level
of,
high level right there. Yeah.
So you're talking. I would have a hard time believing that some dark entity or something.
Well, not necessarily dark.
And I don't mean dark. Like I mean something evil or something like that. This obviously this kind of figure though isn't. Evil. This is just.
It doesn't appear to be evil. It appears to me to be like. See, we had another one. I had Rob the paranormal look at two of them. We ruled out one because I swear it looked just like a man. The same kind of picture, but the trees in the background distorted my view, and we come to find out it was that. But this one is like a woman, and she doesn't look evil to me. She looks like just like I can't really make out her a face,
okay.
But. It looks like just like a nice old lady or something. I don't know.
Do me a favor also, okay?
What?
I don't... Go and buy the first Black Sabbath album.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the album cover of that, too.
Okay.
I'm picturing that for some reason. I don't know why. But look at the first Black Sabbath album cover and tell me what you think of it also. Semi-joking aside on that. But, I mean, that I can picture that, too, what you're saying. You might want, like I said, you might want to check out Heidi Hollis's site.
Okay, I'll do that. And like I said, I'll send a picture over for
you. Yeah, that'd be really cool. Why don't you do that?
Another
thing to think about, too, which I stopped thinking about it for some reason. My brain stopped.
Mine does that all the time.
Well, the cemetery guardian. Another, what maybe bringing the question up about a cemetery guardian? That's a pretty noble title to have, right?
Yeah.
You're a cemetery guardian. It could be, and I'm not knocking anybody over at Ghost Watchers at all either. You said this was on GhostWatchers.com.
No, this is Ghost Study.
Oh, GhostStudy.com. Sorry,
right.
I'm not knocking anybody over there. Maybe one of the people on the staff just said, "Hey, this looks like a cemetery guardian to me." You know, they may have thought up that title.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be interesting. And
that may be a human construct we just threw on this maybe just, you know, I hate to say it this way, common paranormal experience.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
It may just be a title, which it still raises a good question. Well, cemetery guardian, wow.
Well,
is
there a job like that, a job description, or a role that some spirit will or angel will fulfill like that?
Exactly.
Good question.
Yeah.
Something to think about. Send that over. Definitely
I'll send that over to you, and, you know, you guys can look at it and see what you see. I was just curious to know if you heard about it, so I'll send it over. I might be just mistaken of what it even looks like, so I'll send it over, okay?
There are no mistakes. Don't worry about it.
All right, buddy. You guys have a good night.
Take care of yourself. Thanks a lot.
Cool. Thanks,
right,
Jay.
Bye, Jay.
Bye.
So, what a cool call.
Yeah, that was
what
awesome.
A cool call.
But
that
I've
was
not,
sweet.
I've not heard of it. It's either
neither
a
have
new,
I.
A
neither
new
have I.
Phraseology for an existing paranormal thing or something
I'm
new.
I'm honestly thinking it may be a human construct put on something like that. You
well,
know? Somebody just gave it a title. Hey,
yeah.
I mean, we've seen pictures where we're like, hey, it looks like a skeleton. Hey, it's the cemetery skeleton. Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen things like that. We've thrown our little titles on, called them names like, well, Big Nasty.
Oh, Big Nasty.
Big Nasty's going
OSR.
Right there.
Yeah.
Who Big Nasty actually contacted us on Yahoo Messenger
one night. Exactly.
but no, there's people tend to do that. I mean, if somebody lives in a house, I mean, you see this all the time. We've seen it on specials. We've read books. We've been to websites where people are like, hey, I have a haunted house. And this is what's going on. I got stuff flying off the walls, and I got this. And one night, I saw him or her. And I saw, and they start, after a while, I mean, if you live in a house for like 10 years, you start to develop a little bit of a repertoire with these particular spirits. I've seen a lot of people do this. They're just like, well, you know, he's real playful. I think he might be a kid. So we just call him Little Jimmy.
Right.
Little Jimmy runs around
here
and breaks stuff. You know, and people start giving him names and things like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's totally fine. It might make you more comfortable if you're in a situation like that, which is very uncomfortable in itself, usually. So it might help you. It might make it easier to swallow all this.
But the cemetery guardian, the idea behind it, if I'm
very
understanding
noble.
It, is a very incredible
noble.
Idea.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be a job. I mean, when I think of cemetery guardian, I think of, like, you know, Freddy the Gravedigger.
Yeah.
You know, with his hat on sideways and driving around his little pickup truck around the cemetery. You know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, cemetery guardian, though, in its real sense, I mean, I am the cemetery guardian.
But let me finish up with the out-of-body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There are ways to achieve out-of-body experiences, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There are ways to do it, and I've done it a couple times. and although mine were pretty much spontaneous. But I had studied it. I had read D. Scott Rogo. Uh-huh. I had read, Jane? Oh, I can't remember. Somebody or other. Anyway, I've read Robert S. Monroe. Uh-huh. I mean, just like every book he's ever done or had ever done. I read it voraciously on out-of-body experiences. And the way to do that, you know, and of course that's part of spiritual development, you know, it's part of, you know, wanting to better yourself, wanting to learn about these these interesting things.
Absolutely.
Interact with the other realm, you know, because your soul, your spirit, that part of you which is not tangible may have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
To leave your tangible body, your physical body, go out and interact with these other realms.
That's a trick in its own right.
Oh yeah. So I mean, so you've got these. You may have these abilities, which I think you do because I've been out of my body, so I know you do actually. Mm. And what happens is there's ways to do it. One of the ways to do it, it's been bandied about back and forth, is through the use of hallucinogenic drugs.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think that is a false way of doing it. And that's in direct, exact opposite of what James Arthur had to say on Coast to Coast.
Well, of any type, okay.
I mean, because he thinks that that's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that that's actually, that actually hinders. If you use that kind of stuff, the hallucinogenic drugs or anything like that, if you use that kind of thing to induce an out-of-body experience or a telepathy session or anything like that, the stumbling block that I have is that when you take these drugs, when you take these kinds of things and do that to your body, okay, when you do that, you are actually giving those drugs a lot of control over your faculties.
Well, the way
and those drugs, then you lose your faculties.
Mm-hmm.
You lose your mind. You lose your. I mean, you're then all of a sudden, you know, your imagination kicks in,
and
trees talk to you, and James even had said that the mushroom actually really physically talks to you, which I have a hard time believing as well. But the thing is,
my question is though, is it the same? I mean, I'd like to take two people, somebody who is a trained astral projector, okay, and then someone who does what James Arthur does. Take them and put them in a controlled environment where they both go into their hallucinogenic state, so to say. Okay, well,
okay.
One's going to go into hallucinogenic state.
The other's going to go into,
Is the experience the same?
Well, I imagine that you can imagine that the experience is the same.
And then on that basis, then.
Because you can imagine anything.
Well, yeah, okay. Let's just say theoretically, these two people, they experience the same type of things as far as taking a hallucinogenic drug and naturally astral projecting out of your body. Okay? Then basically, the problem here is, it's very easy to go into, you know, have an out-of-body experience if you want to take drugs. That's the easy way to do it. If you actually wanted to do it naturally, which is like with anything in life, you know, you got to work for it, so to say.
And I talked
about the practice.
Yeah, and I talked about that in my journal entry.
Yeah.
Is that when you learn math, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you learn math, which is a skill, it's something learned. You don't just
forced.
Not everybody. I mean, there are
forced. You can't.
There
force
are prodigies,
it.
You know, who just know how to do math. But in order to learn math, most people have to really work at it. You've got to start with your flashcards and 1 + 1, and then you work up to multiplication and then division and then into the more ethereal things
so
like geography.
Next thing you know, you're designing rockets. You know?
Yeah, and then, astral physicist stuff. You know, I mean, that's awesome, but it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, and it's practice.
And a lot of
practice,
it is practice.
Practice.
And that's how you attain a skill.
Yeah.
I don't think that you can take a drug and then suddenly become adept at math.
Yeah, and another problem I see with that also, we're both anti-drug. We don't take drugs.
I don't do
aside
it.
From the,
well,
you know,
Diet Pepsi.
Aside
are,
from the caffeine nicotine combinations
yeah.
to keep this show running. But, I mean, other than that, we're pretty clean cut. Well, we have a few beers here. Well, I do.
I don't.
Other than
that,
I'm pretty clean cut. Right? Other than that, you know, I'm pretty clean cut. The other thing you have to take into consideration is that I've always learned, and I mean, I read this too, I read it, that when you take a hallucinogenic drug, I can't pronounce that word for anything, a hallucinogenic drug, you're not open. People are like, well, it opens up parts of the mind you never knew you had, man.
Well, a lot of people say that.
Well, you know what it actually does is it closes off. It dilates the veins that go through your brain, the arteries that go through your brain. It closes them off. You lose blood going to your brain. It cuts you off. This is physically speaking. Physiologically speaking, it cuts off. So naturally, we'll just take alcohol for example. I mean, I've seen some pretty neat stuff being drunk. I've seen some pretty neat stuff being drunk. I mean, I've been drunk more times than you can count, and I've seen some pretty funny things. And I mean, your perception's different. Your ideas are different.
Mm-hmm.
Your personality's enhanced. These things all affect you because of the intake of this drug, which we refer to as alcohol. Is it the same?
My contention is it's not.
Like I said, it's physically damaging to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the long run, I know people personally that have taken acid for years. I grew up with, and every single one of them. There's no maybes or ifs about this or anything. Every single one of them are mush heads now.
Mm-hmm.
They're mush heads now. They can't hold a job down. They can't do anything on their own. They have destroyed their mind. Aaron Donahue discussed that with us.
He does. He's absolutely against all of it.
He's absolutely against it, but he does experiment with certain... He talked a little bit about... But the stuff that he does take, it's not... Well, it isn't an extreme drug. I mean, acid has rat poison in it, for God's sake. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, a lot of times it's cut with rat poison. Black Flag rat poison. They have it out there. It's very easy to find. You can get it.
But when Aaron does that kind of thing, though, I got the impression that he sits there with...
I'm not equating this to Aaron.
Oh, heavens no, because Aaron is miles behind, miles above, miles beyond James. But what happens is, I have a feeling that he researches, decides, okay, this is I need to open up this, or I need to do this to my body, because he doesn't put a thing in his body.
No, the same thing, at the same
for
time.
For any other reason.
Yeah, Aaron did, he said that right on the show.
He's a vegetarian.
Uh-huh.
He
it's all about his brain.
Yeah, everything that he puts into his body is for a specific reason and a specific goal, and of course he doesn't overdo it. And
no.
I have a feeling, though, that James is a little
opposite. That was the point he made, though. He's like, what Aaron said was, I do stuff, and I'm doing this to keep my brain in perfect working order.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always trying to preserve my brain, because this is what I'm using all the time. This is the key to it, and I can't do anything to it. And he's making me feel absolutely horrible.
Oh, I know, because
I've killed billions of brain cells. You can't count how many brain cells I've killed in the past. But, you know, I that's the one thing that came to mind. I'm like, you know, Aaron said he's tried, details aside, he's tried certain experiments, but the things he was taking were very non-lethal in any way.
Completely different.
Yeah, and it wasn't anything that would cut off. That's what you're doing. I mean, I don't want to sit here and preach about don't do drugs. Hey, do whatever you want. If you have fun dropping acid or doing whatever,
no problem with that part either.
Yeah.
Go ahead, but
don't do it in the name of science.
Or parapsychology, because tell me that the only way to have a true OBE is through the use of this hallucinogenic drug. Don't tell me the only way to see a ghost, the only way to develop yourself spiritually, is through the use of this
That's the problem right
substance.
There, to develop yourself spiritually.
Right. It's not, that's the worst way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you on
anything
that.
Anything worth doing is worth working for.
Exactly, and that is the bottom line. And that it just comes down to anything else in life right there. Some people are always just trying to get ahead for free, trying to get there as fast as they can.
Well, it's the same thing. Bring yourself to the dark side of the force and things like that. Because as soon as you do, you don't have to do any of them practice exercises.
You don't have to do anything. You have all the powers right there.
Right.
It's easy
just
way out.
Instantly you get it all, but then, of course, you're evil and look like
that.
There's
always a drawback.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's not equating that people who do take hallucinogenics are evil in any way either. But we both share this opinion. It's not that easy.
Mm-mm.
You have to train. Everybody I've talked to that are psychics or they're remote viewers, they're all like,
work.
Look, this is not something you learn overnight. You
work
have
and
to
training.
Learn. You have to train. You have to reshape your mind. You have to reset up your mind and think in a whole different way. And that takes years of work.
Yep.
This doesn't happen overnight. Sure, you can learn it, but you have to work for it. And you can't be... It's not that easy. I agree with you. The only way to develop yourself spiritually is to take hallucinogenic drugs. No.
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 I wholeheartedly disagree.
No, I completely agree with you on that. There's no reason for that whatsoever. I don't condone, I'm not knocking drug use at all. If you want to do it, that's fine. Feel free. But like we just said, do not try doing this in the name of parapsychology or science.
Right.
And making, giving it some grand global, oh, well, you know. It's the only way you can do it. It's the only way you can see it. Yeah,
absolutely not true.
I've smoked pot before. I'll say it.
Ooh.
I did it. Yep. A couple times. Only a couple times in my whole life. And, boy, the one time I did it, that's why I never did it again. Because I completely freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
I never smoked before. I completely freaked out. And my heart started beating. I felt like I was going to fall through the floorboards of the car.
Because your body basically screamed back at you.
Yeah,
this isn't the way.
This is not what I want.
Yeah.
And this is years ago. And I ended up chasing some bum down the street, too. the guy started harassing my buddy's wife, and he was on crutches.
He
had a motorcycle accident, so he couldn't defend her. So I was like, "Rah!" I chased him down, freaked the guy out. And I was just like, "I need a beer, anything, just bring me down. I can't do this. I mean,
right.
That's me. That's me telling you people out there who maybe have never done it, kids out there.
It's not worth it.
It's like anything. you see people there, oh, yeah, I'm cool, man. I'm mellow now. Yeah, they smoke it every day. Their body's immune to it now.
Yeah.
The first time, you know, whoa, it's like any drug. The first time is always the greatest. After that, woo!
We are out of time.
Oh, wow.
And I have to say thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, this was an interesting show.
We immediately follow Ghost Tracker Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We immediately precede Headroom. And, of course, stay tuned 3 hours from now, W Paranormal. On Pioneer.
You'll hear from us again.
Next week at 7.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons.